Good morning. My guest this morning is Lisa Fiorelli from the Occidental Community Choir. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
The spring concert for the Occidental Community Choir coming up in a bunch of days, different days. First off, talk about the concert itself, which is called Riding the Waves, directed by Andy Del Monte.
Yes, that's right. Andy Del Monte is our director, and he's a lovely man. He also teaches at Annalee High School. We joke that directing us is not dissimilar to directing the high school choir at times.
Out of control, unprincipled.
I could tell you stories.
Right.
In any case, we came up with the theme, Riding the Waves, as a sort of wide container for life's ups and downs, of course.
Great.
So we have songs ranging from love found and love lost to death, to goodbyes, hellos, and a little bit of what life might look like as a leprechaun as well, just to mix things up a bit. So
I noticed both classics from the repertoire of many choirs plus original music by choir members themselves.
Exactly. And that's what I personally, and many people, love about our choir is we write a lot of our original compositions, both lyrics. We also do some of our own arrangements. And it's fantastic. It makes it for a different choir experience. But as well, we balance that with songs that the audience will recognize. We have a very fun King Singer's arrangement of Can't Buy Me Love, for instance, by the Beatles. And we're doing a Cole Porter Anything Goes in a barbershop arrangement.
And in olden days when Glimpse of Cotton.
Oh, wonderful. We could have a musical interlude.
Right.
so it's just wonderful. It's uplifting. It's meaningful. It's funny. We always throw in some stories. We have sort of a resident storyteller, Ellen Robin, who's just fantastic, and she'll be doing
I think that,
that, as well.
That even for people who are familiar with choirs and possibly even are fans of choral music and of going to various sorts of choral concerts,
yeah,
there is something completely different about
The
Occidental Community Choir.
Thank you.
I have never heard any group quite like it.
Yeah.
It really is a genuine part of the community.
Absolutely. It's been here for 37 years.
37
years.
This is
our 37th year. And we still have some of our original founding members in the choir. So there's this incredible history and community that we experience, certainly in the rehearsals, and then we really convey that to the audience. And it's fantastic. We close every concert with sort of our theme song, which was written by one of our composers, Gordon Stubbe, and it's called Music from Home. And at this point, you know, 30-50% of the audience sings along with us. So
boy,
that's fantastic.
Talk about a community event.
It is.
And you know,
really
it's
lovely.
Not just an Occidental event. It's really a West County event.
Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. It is. And nor is, of course, the choir made up solely of people from Occidental. It's Sebastopol, Grayton, Santa Rosa. It extends far and wide. And yeah, it is really, it's a West County choir.
Right.
So.
Well, let me tell people just where and when these concerts are. Okay,
yes.
These are the concerts. Now, you should get tickets. You can get tickets at OccidentalChoir.org and at Brown Paper Tickets. It's Saturday the 2nd at the Occidental Center for the Arts, then Sunday the 3rd, 3 p.m. at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. The following Friday, May 8th, 8 p.m. at the Occidental Center, and Saturday also at 8 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts. And the final performance of this spring choir is Sunday, May 10th, 3 p.m. at the Glazer Center in Santa Rosa. Thanks for coming in, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.